power of the heart, finding your inner wisdom.
The power of the heart, finding the power of the heart. The power,
the power of the heart. The power of the heart.
让我们寻回新的力量。
The power of the heart.
Thank you for joining us today. My name is Yuru Chow. You are tuning in to The Power of the Heart on Da Ai Radio. Everyone, let's welcome Dharma Master De Shu. Master De Shu, thank you for joining us today. How do we make value out of our life?
Staying safe on the spiritual path. The Buddha tells us that the world we live in is a world of turbidities, filled with vices, pearls, afflictions, and suffering. To serve as bodhisattvas in this world is extremely difficult because there are obstacles such as bad people, temptations, and negative influences. When we face those adversities, it's difficult to carry out spiritual practice and be sincere, upright, honest, or maintain our faith. Afflictions arise in our heart, which can weaken our resolve to walk the spiritual path. The Buddha worries for us newly aspired bodhisattvas. People who aspire to spiritual cultivation help people in suffering and pass on the Buddha's wonderful teachings. Living in the world of turbidities, newly aspired bodhisattvas are like budding sprouts growing in the wild, subject to the trials of the elements, insects, animals, etc. To ensure that our journey on the bodhisattva path will be smooth and without obstacles, the Buddha teaches us the four rules for peaceful practice to protect us from harm. The world is complex and always changing. Newly aspired bodhisattvas have not developed the wisdom to deal with difficult people or solve complicated matters yet. So the way for us to cultivate at this stage is to learn to avoid troubles or negative influences so that we do not give rise to afflictions, which might cause us to lose faith or being led astray. The first rule for peaceful practice concerns our conduct. As our aspiration is to help people in suffering, we have to be friendly and approachable and make people feel at ease and happy around us. Doing this requires us to practice the Dharma through our conduct. If we can show people how the Dharma has helped us become a better person and be happy, they will be interested in the Dharma and want to learn more about it. In addition, we need to take the initiative to go to people in need, help them, and alleviate their suffering. The second rule for peaceful practice concerns our speech. We must be very prudent when we talk and try not to make mistakes in our speech. We want to be sincere and trustworthy, so we speak what's true and fulfill the promises we've made to people. Sometimes words can be like a knife hurting people's feelings. So we learn to be gentle and kind in our words and speak in ways that can comfort people and make them feel calm and peaceful. If people don't accept what we say or have misunderstood us, we need to repent and self-reflect to see whether we've said something wrong and be more careful the next time. The third rule for peaceful practice concerns our heart and mind. We wish to exert a positive influence on people. To do this, we need to first take good care of our heart and mind by staying away from greed, anger, ignorance, arrogance, and doubt. If we are greedy and self-centered, how can we be generous and help people? If we have a bad temper, people will be scared of us. And if we are arrogant, people will not like us. How can we be friendly and approachable? After we've learned the Dharma and use it to purify our heart, the transformation of our heart will be reflected in our conduct. We learn to serve selflessly without asking for anything in return and are grateful for the opportunity to serve. In removing greed, anger, ignorance, arrogance, and doubt from our heart, we will feel free, at ease, and joyous. The fourth rule for peaceful practice is to nurture loving kindness and compassion. Our aspiration is to help all living beings. To strengthen our aspiration, we need to keep nurturing loving kindness and compassion in us. Loving kindness is to give people happiness. Compassion is to alleviate people's suffering. These are the core spirit of being a bodhisattva. By following these four rules for peaceful practice, we will be able to stay safe on the path of cultivation. While we serve people, we gain experience of helping people and dealing with matters, thus developing wisdom. At the same time, we purify our hearts and nurture loving kindness and compassion. As we walk on the bodhisattva path, we will grow stronger as a bodhisattva and become wiser, more compassionate, and be able to help people widely.
If we want to read the detailed text of what Master De Shu just said, please go online at look-into-our-heart.tumblr.com.
Welcome back to The Power of the Heart.
In our program today, we'll listen to reading of a book by Dharma Master Shi Zhenyan called A Second and a Lifetime, from page 47 to 50.
A Second and a Lifetime by Shi Zhenyan, page 47. Becoming Extraordinary. Kenny is a disabled athlete. Although he only has one third of his body left, he can walk without legs. And he even traveled to South Korea to participate in the Paralympics. Even people with two healthy legs are no match for him. Once, a journalist asked him how he was able to skateboard without legs. Wasn't it very difficult? Kenny replied that it was not hard at all. When asked how he became so determined, Kenny said he did not know. To him, this was nothing extraordinary. This is the meaning of ordinary. No matter how difficult a task is, if one has strong resolve, one will think of the task as ordinary. When Kenny was asked how he overcame the difficulties psychologically, he said that he did not know because he was just doing what he had to do. People like him are extraordinary people. They can do things that we might not be able to do. But for them, this is just ordinary. There is a saying, outstanding people are not extraordinary. Extraordinary people are just ordinary. This means that people who perform mystifying feats to impress others are not actually extraordinary. Noble beings are those with real strengths. They are truly extraordinary, but consider what they do as ordinary. They abide by the true Dharma and apply it in daily living. In this way, they serve as role models without seeking to overstep the principles of nature. Thus, as Buddhist practitioners, we must not engage in strange and supernatural practices, that which cannot be seen or touched. It's not the true Dharma. The true Dharma is found in our ordinary daily lives. The Buddha Dharma teaches about suffering and emptiness. But where is emptiness? If it is raining outside, can we insist that it is not actually raining? If so, let us try going out without an umbrella and see if we get wet. If we do not get wet, this is emptiness. But if we do get wet, then this is not emptiness. When we, in ordinary life, can realize true emptiness, then naturally we will be free and at ease in everything we encounter, and everything will feel ordinary to us. Page 49, True Harmony. During hotter times of the year, when it rains, we will feel cool. If it is in the early morning, when our bodies and minds are at peace, we may even feel cold. If the rain grows heavier, we start to worry. It is when the elements fall out of harmony that disasters occur. In Ziji's work, we frequently provide emergency relief, disaster relief, and aid to relieve the suffering of the sick and the poor. In life, misfortune and hardships often lead to poverty and illness, causing one's life to go out of balance. Each year, the four seasons go through their cycle. If the four elements of earth, water, fire, and wind are in harmony, then everything in nature will be in harmony as well. In this way, all things will follow their own course without obstructing each other. If the sun does not come out from under the clouds for an entire month, this means the fire element has fallen out of balance, and that hot air and heat are out of balance. If it goes several months without raining, this means the water element is out of balance. When the water element falls out of balance, nothing will grow on the land. I remember how, in October of 1987, an overnight rainstorm caused multiple disasters in and around Taipei. Many years ago, Typhoon Saloma struck Taiwan. It passed through quickly, but so many homes were damaged in its wake. This is an example of the imbalance of the water and wind elements. Truly, we are dependent upon the harmony of nature's four elements. However, when these elements are in harmony, we often take it for granted. Only when one of the elements falls out of balance, and when disaster is imminent, do we start to worry. This is the ordinary mindset of unenlightened beings. So we must always cherish the times when we have nothing to worry about. When there is true peace, there will be no disharmony to worry about in the world, and we'll live in happiness. We should be grateful for these ordinary conditions and for being able to live an ordinary life. Thus, we should not wait until the good times have ended and the difficult times have begun, and then start complaining about everything and everyone by ourselves. Instead, we must be vigilant and grateful now.
Samsara's ocean tide. Don't know where we come from, where we're going, so unsatisfied. Bound for Bodhi, search for wisdom. Thank you. lost and drifting on samsara's ocean tide. Don't know where we come from, where we're going, so unsatisfied. Bound for Bodhi, search for wisdom worldwide. In the Sahalan, you're free to wander, karma cast aside. Vow with the resolve of Dita, may your beings leave suffering. Pledge with the great heart of Kuan Yin, may this great compassion never end. Bow with heart and mind, time and time again awakening, minds and hearts, one reason, may your beings awaken time and time again. Minds and hearts, one reason, may your beings awaken time and time again.
Hello everyone, my name is Chen Yihua. I'm from Hualien, Taiwan. My favorite Jinsu aphorism is, one who constantly looks down on others reveals his lack of cultivation. This teaching from Master Zhen Yan helps me to be free of ego and expand my heart. My wisdom and inspiration be with you always.
You are listening to The Power of the Heart on Dai Radio, tapping into the power of the heart, finding your inner wisdom, finding the power of the heart.
Sorrows and us pray for peace in all.